these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Come on, man. So this idea is a bunch of malarkey.
All right, yes. Thank you for coming back. We got an awesome show for you today. He is a country music singer-songwriter. He's currently on tour right now, and you can check out those dates at jeremypennell.com/shows. And he's gearing up to drop his new album called Goodbye LA, which is set to drop October 1st. He is the pride of Northern Kentucky. Please welcome Jeremy Pennell. Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Try to tone down your excitement here, Jeremy.
It's palpable.
So tell me about this new album. Have you been working on this during the pandemic?
Yes. So we recorded in Austin in March of 2020. And then we came back, and then I flew back a week later and recorded the vocals. And then, I came back that Saturday, and then that Monday is when they ask everybody to stay home. So we just like finished it right at that mark, you know, which was really strange. So we sat on it for a year and like, you know, did all the stuff you got to do when it comes to making a record. And yeah.
So it was done a week before the pandemic hit?
Yeah. I mean, when we were in Texas recording, there was talk, like we were all hanging out, shooting pool, talking about COVID. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there was reports and everything, you know, and so we were just kind of, we knew it was there. We just didn't, you know, and then, yeah. So we finished it 3 days before I got back to Kentucky, and they told it, ask everybody to stay home.
Wow.
So yeah, it was wild. Me and my wife were just like, what, you know?
Yeah. Cause it came on fast. Like it was, people were kind of taking it as a joke kind of, and then it hit the NBA, and then within like a day or two, then everybody took it serious and was like, oh shit.
Yeah. I mean, everybody was freaked out. You saw what was going on in Italy. You saw what was going on in China, and everybody thought that, you know, we all did.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But,
we did. Is Texas, do you usually record in Texas? What is this your, what, fourth album?
Third album. The reason we did it in Texas is because of a producer guy we worked with named Jonathan Tyler. He has a band called Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights. And, but he did some artist records that I really liked, and I liked the way they sounded. And I reached out to my buddy Scotty, who knew Jonathan. And I said, do you think Jonathan would record my record? And he said, I don't know. You should ask him. And he gave me his email. And so we just kind of connected through that. And then, you know, he helped us out.
So you didn't know him before. You just reached out to him, email. He was cool. And he was like, yeah, why not?
Yeah. I mean, we spent some time on the phone going back and forth. And then we went down and cut a couple of demos. I think we cut three songs, probably like 6 months prior to recording the record, and you know, and just kind of talked. And dude, I was real nervous about going and making a record with somebody I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? But then I just did it anyways, and it worked out better than I could imagine, you know?
Did he know you beforehand? But like when you reached out, did he know your name, like your music?
No, it was just a referral from my buddy Scotty. That's all.
Wow. How often do you think that happened? Do you think most people know the producer, or do they first meet him when they're going in to make the new album?
You know, I don't really know how it works. That's just the way it worked for me, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're not like a music nerd. You don't know the ins and outs of it.
No, I'm like still super green, dude. Like somebody could totally rip me off right now.
Right. And which happens a lot in music. I don't think it happens as much now, but I mean, like the old stories, they're horrifying hearing all that stuff.
Yeah. They're scary. Yeah.
So maybe don't put that out there that you can get ripped off.
Oh, I don't care. Let them try, bro. Let them try.
Come at me, bro. Oh, man, that's funny. So how long have you been playing music? So if you're super green, have you been playing just like your whole life and writing stuff? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I've always played. I grew up watching my dad play, so naturally I wanted to be a musician. I mean, obviously your dad was a wrestler. That's why you have all them championship belts behind you, you know, because you want to be a champ like your dad. And I seriously been like playing music and like taking it serious for about 3 or 4 years, like on the road, consistently playing, writing music, you know, like doing it as a profession, you know?
So is it, so you've only been hitting the road. How do you like it so far? Is it everything you thought it was, or is it different than you thought it was going to be?
It just comes real naturally for me for some reason. Like I'm a worker anyway. So I like having a task to get done. You know, and plus you get to hang out with your friends and play music, and like you may not make no money, but you're having fun, you know, most of the time.
Right. What were you doing before you started touring and making it like for real?
I was a groundskeeper. I've always done like anything that didn't involve using your brain, pretty much, you know.
Yes. Yeah. The best kind of stuff.
Yeah, just give me a shovel or a lawnmower or something. I'll be good, you know?
Right. So how do you describe your music? Listening to it, like, I think you're like a throwback, kind of. Does that make sense? You're kind of a throwback to the country music of old. Is that how you describe it?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, yeah, I listen to a lot of that. And so you're going to reflect what you listen to. And yeah, it just kind of went that way.
Since we're talking about it, you want to play something?
I can. Wanna do something else, baby, but my mind keeps saying I can't. I just wanna have a good time, let my baby show me how she dance. She's taking me for the longest ride, Lord, I feel like I just wanna die. I wanna do something else, baby, but I can't, and I don't know why. I like laughing more than crying, cause I know we ain't living too long. You wanna hear about life, just listen to an old Jones song. It'll take you for the longest ride till you feel like you just wanna die. I wanna do something else, baby, but I can't, and I don't know why. Going left, going right, I've been up all night. The road got me praying for a 9 to 5. It's like I owe my soul to the company store. I don't understand why I'm doing this for. I won't lie, it'll take you for the longest ride till you feel like you just wanna die. I wanna do something else, baby, but I can't, and I don't know why. Wanna do something else, baby, but I can't, and I don't know why. Wanna do something else, baby, but I can't, and I don't know why.
Dude, that was great.
Thank you.
That was awesome. What's that one called? Don't Know Why?
It's called Wanna Do Something.
Wanna Do
Something. Wanna Do Something Else. It's real creative, you know?
Oh, man. Well, it's great. It's a great song. Is that one on the new one?
Yeah, we released that. That was the first single we released. We got 2 singles out right now, Goodbye LA and Nighttime Eagle. And Nighttime Eagle came out last Friday, I believe, or the Friday before. Want to Do Something came out about a month ago.
And then when did you start touring again? Was that just barely?
We got a run coming up. We got next week, we got a 4-day run. And then after that, a week after that, we've got like almost a 3-week run. So it's picking up slowly.
Is this the first time you started performing again since basically the pandemic hit?
So our last show as a band was February 19th. Is that Valentine's Day?
Close
or
to
Valentine's. I think it was Valentine's Day in We played the Whitewater Tavern in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah, and so we just played our first show like 2 months ago, I think. So it was almost a year and a half. Well, it was a year and a half before we played.
Wow, so. That's a long time to go as a performer to
yeah.
play. How'd you yeah. keep yourself sane during all that time?
I'm not sane at all.
So that helps.
I'm like the furthest thing from it. I just keep getting crazier and I don't know what to do about it.
I read something online. Maybe this has to do with it. It kind of seems like it's along the same lines of it. It said that your demons have always gotten in the way of performing or doing music. Is that what it was?
Yeah. I mean, I had a rough few years about 11 years ago. And, you know, it just gets that way. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Do you use that as like inspiration in the music at all?
Sometimes, not so much anymore, but I mean, you write what you know about. And so that first record, Ohio, Kentucky, I mean, that's what I knew about, you know, because I'd been living that life for 15 years at that point, like wild, like in and out, Kenton County, Boone County Jail, you know, like just in and out every other weekend, it seemed. And when you start to get away from that and you start to write music again, that's what you know about. So I started writing about that stuff because that's all my brain could process at the time, I guess. But now, like being a few years removed from that life, I can write about fun things like the last single that came out last Friday, Nighttime Eagle. Like, I still don't know what a Nighttime Eagle is. It just sounded real cool, you know?
It does. Yeah. <You know?
laughs> I just picture like an eagle, like driving a Trans Am or something. At night, you know?
Right, with his left ear pierced, cross hanging from his ear.
Yeah, an upside down cross, for sure. This is a cool eagle, okay, buddy?
He is a badass eagle.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I love that eagle already. I want to know him, you know? Have you... okay. Okay, so going in and out, is that how you've stayed away from it, is hitting the music harder?
I mean, not necessarily. It's just a byproduct of from being away from that. You know what I'm saying? It's just I forget these are all things I get to do. Like, I get to talk to you right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, you get so caught up in yourself that you forget that this is all really a gift, you know?
It really is. And so who do you think your influences are? I guess going back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, who are your influences growing up in Northern Kentucky?
You know, I grew up with church music, and as much as like I try to get away from that, that's where you learn how to sing. That's where you learn how to clap, learn rhythm, you know. And so there's always some of that. And, you know, man, as far as like, I really feel like living is art. Like, you can like imitate musicians all you want, right? But if you ain't going out and like doing stuff, then you're not going to produce good art. You know, I don't feel, you know, I mean, there's tons of people I always try to steal from, you know, like who doesn't want to sound like George Jones, or who doesn't want, you know, to be cool like Johnny Paycheck, or I think everybody wants to be Waylon Jennings. So it's like, to really be your own person, I feel like I need to put my guitar down and I need to go do something and then come back to the guitar. So influences, I don't know. People ask me that a lot. And I just, the best influence really is doing something other than music, you know?
Right. And so
that was a long answer. I apologize.
No, there is no wrong answer. So church, basically your training was kind of church.
Yeah. I mean, that's where you learn how to sing. And I don't know.
Is that a big way of life in Northern Kentucky?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. You know, it's crazy. Like, I don't want to like upset anybody, but I just have, it's kind of in the Bible Belt still, you know? I mean, you got people falling down, you got people speaking in tongues, you got a Catholic church on every corner, you got, you know, there's churches everywhere, You know, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I mean, I kind of the same thing here in Utah. You know, we've got churches everywhere. So, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, I don't know if we have, I mean, maybe there is. I don't know if we have a ton speaking in tongues or anything like that. But that would be kind of cool to see.
It's more of like a Mormon community out there, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it Mormon?
Yep.
Yeah. So they don't speak in tongues, I don't think. Maybe they do. I don't know.
They could. I mean, I've heard it, but I.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Dude. Yes. Is okay. So, now my mind's going to like exorcisms and stuff. Was there a lot of that stuff?
Oh, I don't know about that, but there is a lot of people like laying hands on each other and like praying about demons and stuff like that. And it's a lot. I can go down a rabbit hole on YouTube on watching like people speak in tongues. You know, like
oh really?
It is. Oh, you've never done that?
I don't know. I might have. Actually, yes. I think I did with like the with the exorcism stuff. Yeah. So I think I did.
It's you kind of get that same empty feeling in your stomach that you get when you watch like too many UFO videos or
right.
Like or too many knockout videos, like people just get knocked out one after the other. Right. It leaves that same empty pit in your stomach, you know?
It does, doesn't it? Oh, man. So how do you feel about the UFO stuff? Are we are we alone?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know, dude.
Right.
Like, I leave my house in the morning and I always look up in the sky because it's always dark when I leave and see what I can see, you know. And once in a while, I see like a star like going across the sky or something like that. I don't know, dude. And it's almost too big of a thought. It weighs too heavy on someone, you know, to think that it's endless.
It is. I just want to know, like part of, you know, most of me thinks obviously they're real, but then part of me is like, no, it's bullshit. Like when they were about to release that, the government thing, you know, as it was getting closer, I was kind of getting nervous, more nervous. I'm like, what if it is real? And then they just tell us everything now, then what's the world going to be like? It's too much.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully people will stop going to church after they find out that we were just created by aliens, you know?
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't know, dude.
It's a good question. Like, what would happen with that? Like, I know the Catholic Church has recently come out and said that it's real. They believe it. They're trying to get ahead of it, I think.
Uh-huh. They're so far behind. I don't know why they're ever trying to get behind or ahead of anything because it's so behind.
That's true.
And what's crazy is people keep giving them money. I get so confused, dude. I'm like, you are the wealthiest landowners in the world, and people are giving you money to repair your churches. It's like mind-boggling.
Right.
Mind-boggling. You know, when your thoughts get all bottled up in your
mind-boggling.
Head.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's people that don't typically have the money to give.
Yeah, it's always poor people, dude. It's always poor people.
Right.
You know?
That's weird. Okay, so going back to the exorcism stuff, we'll skip past that. Okay, so ghost, are ghosts a big thing in Northern Kentucky?
I don't believe in ghosts. My wife does. My wife believes in energy, and my daughter believes in ghosts or energy and stuff like that. I don't believe in it because there's no scientific evidence of anything like that, right? None at all. They can't prove ghosts at all. They really can't prove energy or anything like that. But I'm not closed-minded. I mean, there is ghost stories around here in Wilder, Kentucky, right down the road, a couple miles down the road. There's a place called Bobby Mackey's, and it's been on. You know about Bobby Mackey's?
Oh yeah.
They call it the gateway to hell.
That's right. The basement, right?
Yeah. And I went on a ghost tour there one night and I stole a 9 of diamonds. There's like a card in the basement. I stole 9 of diamonds. And I remember going home and being like, I am fucked.
Yeah. You know?
And so I just got rid of it. Right. I just got rid of it. And maybe that's why I'm sitting here talking to you. Yeah.
This is your payback. Oh, man. So you did a ghost tour. Have you played there?
I've done a song there. I got to do a song there. There's a great band that plays there every weekend, the Bobby Mackey Band. And you can smoke in there still. And
oh,
it is
wow.
One of the smokiest. Yeah, they've got a bull there. And you ride the bull. Girls will go down there and get wild and, you know, get undressed and ride the bull. And it's like a thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's cool, man. It's cool.
Okay, so you played there. Did anything happen? Anything weird happen to you?
No, not really. I mean, I've had my buddy Harold play guitar for Bobby for a couple years, and he's told some stories about feeling strange in that place. You know, I don't know. Sometimes, right. You know, your mind is so crazy. I think people are after me all the time. They're not. You know?
Yes. Especially when, like, you were talking about going down the rabbit hole of, like, the weird stuff. It's always after that is when my mind starts really messing with me and I start seeing stuff, you know, out of the corner of your eye.
That's why I don't play into it. Like,
right.
When I don't even give myself an inch when it comes to talking, like, believing in ghosts or anything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would just rather shut the door on it because I'm tired of running up the stairs thinking something's going to get me. I ain't doing that.
So when you were younger, did you believe in ghosts back then?
Well, yeah, I grew up being taught about the devil and demons and angels, and all that stuff was very real. And still to this day, it like lingers and it rears its ugly head once in a while just to fuck with me sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we can cuss or not.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so you grow up believing in that stuff, dude. It's dark. It's a dark world. And then when you get away from that, you realize how good life can be, you know?
Right. It is. Fear is a big thing of it. Heaven and hell and the devil and that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah. I mean, sorry to get weird. It's just what my mind started going to.
All good.
So Bobby Mackey's, we should probably tell people, it's a bar, right?
It is a bar.
And it's old. How old is it? Does it go back, I mean, early 1900s? Is that what, or is it not that old?
No, it's not that old. I'm not sure. I mean, I know Merle Haggard's played there. I mean, it's a place. It's been there for a minute. I'm surprised the city hasn't shut it down.
Is it kind of run down a little bit?
A little bit. And right next door, there's a place called the Playpen, and it's a gentleman's club. And it's down on the AA highway, which is like, there used to be a steel mill down there called AK Steel. And it was like they had their own little city. But now the steel, like they do very little there. And that little part strip on the AA highway used to be banging, you know?
Is it kind of, I guess, with steel, so it's kind of like a ghost town almost in that area, or no?
Down in, like, so I worked for a flooring company when I was younger, and we went and redid some tile in one of the offices at that steel mill. And when you drove down into the mill, like its own little city. That's how big it was, you know, but it was like a ghost town when I went down to do the office. You know, there was just a few things going on. So, but Bobby Mackey's is right next to that. The Playpen's right there. You know, I can only imagine the insanity that's going on down there, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, the basement of Bobby Mackey's, they call it the portal to hell. Is it like, it's like a well. I'm trying to remember. Is it a whale? A well down there? Not a whale, but a well?
There's no whales in Ohio and Kentucky. There is an ark. They built an ark down in Grant County, which is about 20 miles south, I think. But they built like a full-size ark.
Is that the Ark Encounter?
Yeah, it is. You're correct, sir.
What? Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, all right. Yeah. So there's a lot going on down here. But I forget. I think there is a well or something in the basement. I was drinking when I was down there. Okay. So I was wild at the time. So.
Right. All right. So details escape you at the moment. I got you.
Most details, yes.
You also got in that area, maybe it's not in your area. Is it the Bell Caves? Is that what it's called? Bell Witch?
I don't know. Now you're freaking me out.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's Tennessee. Actually, I think that's Tennessee. All right, scratch that. Scratch that. Okay. No Bell Witch Caves. That's what they based the Blair Witch on, I think, was the Bell.
Oh, is it?
I think so. Oh. Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
You're not missing anything.
I didn't figure I was. That's why I've never seen it.
It's all, you got to use your imagination. I prefer not to use my imagination when I'm watching a movie. You know, that's why you're watching a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just not, you know, you're not missing anything. is all I can say.
Yeah. I watch a movie to escape my brain. I don't want to use it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Me and my wife, like, we just, we'll watch a movie once in a while, and we just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And I haven't laughed at a movie so hard like that in such a long time. It was such a relief to laugh so hard. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Especially when, were you expecting it? When you're not expecting it is the best.
I wasn't expecting. I kind of knew what was going to happen in the movie, but I didn't know how funny it was going to be. I love seeing a good movie. Good movies are hard to come by anymore, you know?
They are. There was one, I just watched one just that reminded me of that, and I laughed so hard. I think it was last week. Or it might have been the week before. It was about a werewolf. So I didn't, I was like, I found it. And then I was like, no, I'll come back to it if I can't find anything else. I couldn't find anything else. Dude, I was in tears. It was so funny. It was the funniest show I've seen. And I can't remember the name of it. I don't know where my phone is. But I'll get it to you. It is so funny. It's called like Werewolf something or other.
Werewolf something or other. That's yeah. Like, it's not really good.
Does that help you?
Sounds awesome.
Oh my gosh. As I started to tell it, I was like, I can't remember the name, and this is going to go nowhere because I can't remember it. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
All good.
Anyway, I'll try to figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do another song?
I can, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
All right. I love them big girls in Bakersfield, guitars in pedal steel. Got me singing about it all night long. She bend a string like a honky-tonk song. I hit the road with a four-piece band. Missing lines like I don't give a damn. And I don't even know what day it is. But honey, I just miss your kiss. I miss my son, my daughter, and my wife back home. Just leave me alone. I hate talking on the phone. And you all know I ain't doing nothing illegal. I'm just keeping it cool like a nighttime eagle. I hate to see my baby shed a tear. Speak up, darling, it's hard to hear. Don't you worry, I'll be coming home soon. Thinking about you got me howling at the moon. And every night I dream about you and all the things that we're gonna do. And I don't even know what day it is. But honey, I just miss your kiss. I miss my son, my daughter, and my wife back home. Just leave me alone. I hate talking on the phone. And you all know I ain't doing nothing illegal. I'm just keeping it cool like a nighttime eagle. And you all know I ain't doing nothing illegal. I'm just keeping it cool like a nighttime eagle.
Oh, yes. The Nighttime Eagle song.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I love it. That's good. That's another one off the new one, right? That was one of the new singles you just dropped?
Yep.
How long does it typically take you to write a song?
I mean, sometimes I'll come up with like a little idea, and then I'll come back to it like 8 months later. But most songs, like, they're written pretty quick, you know? You either have an idea and you just think about it constantly and it becomes a full idea and then you're done and you put it to music. And then that's it, you know?
Right. So you typically come up with the lyrics first, or do you have a tune in mind?
Yeah, so I'll get like a melody or something that's like, that I like, that's catchy, you know? And I'll just start writing words. I usually have like a half hour on my way to work and a half hour home, you know? And then I'll have all day at work. So I just like, if I think it's a good idea, I'll just keep going over and over it, seeing what words I want to use, where, you know, how does it make sense? Like, it's a whole lot of insanity just going on constantly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you got a whole bunch going on at the same time, kind of?
Yeah. It's, I mean, as far as like having an idea, right? As soon as the idea starts and you start to roll with it, you can't stop it. It's just like going over and over and over. And then you get a something you like, maybe, you know?
Has that always been with you? Or is that something like you have to learn to do?
It's something I like doing. Like it keeps me busy, keeps my mind going. I could be thinking about other terrible things, but instead of, you know, I'm thinking about how to write. I mean, it's a good pastime.
I mean, there's worse things you can be doing.
So many.
Right? It probably, yeah, keeps you out of trouble, that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So do you got a kid? Is that in the song? You said you had a daughter?
We have a 20-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old boy. And yeah.
Since the touring is a new thing, right? Or just over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. How do they take it when you have to go out on the road?
My wife likes it, dude, when I'm gone, man. I mean, she don't, you know, like we do really well apart, you know, and then when we're together, we get along for a couple of weeks and then it's time for me to go again, you know?
Yeah.
And as far as my son, I mean, yeah, it sucks being away from him, you know, but he's got his grandparents. He's got, you know, like everybody just loves him so much. He don't, you know what I'm saying? He's spoiled rotten. He don't need me all the time, you know?
That's good. He's at the age where he understands it more, it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple years ago, you know, it's the older he gets, the harder it gets to leave because he's more like there. He's not just a little baby anymore. You know, he's like a boy and, you know, and he wants to fight and he wants to try to choke me out all the time. And, you know,
to keep you. So,
yeah. Just like, you know what I'm saying? He just wants to like rough house or play or something, you know? So it gets harder to leave, you know?
Yeah. That's tough. Do you ever take him out with you? I mean, you're probably performing at bars and stuff, so he can't, but.
Yeah. If there's ever an opportunity where I can take my family with me, I do, you know, anytime I get. But yeah, it's mostly playing bars to a bunch of drunk people. So it's not the best place for a 6-year-old, I don't think, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Okay. So tell me about, so the new album is Goodbye LA. Did you live in LA?
No. So we were playing in LA and I really like LA. I like California, but we were leaving a show one night and there was a bunch of pretty girls, you know, it's LA. And we were joking around saying that the girls were pretty in LA. But they didn't want to have babies, you know, we want to have babies, you know, which is not true at all. Right. I'm sure girls in LA want to have babies, too, you know.
Right.
But we thought we were making a joke that the girls back home in Kentucky want to have babies. And I was like, dude, I'm going to use that in a song. So it was actually right before we went down and cut demos with Jonathan. The first time I'd finished a second verse on the way to Austin. To Goodbye LA. And the chorus is, hello LA, you got some pretty ladies, but they don't want babies and I do. And yeah. So it was just kind of like, I really liked that song. So I was like, you know what? It's not the title track on the record, but, it is, but it's not going to be one of the singles, but it is the title track. And I just thought that's a great name for the record because I really like that song, you know?
Yeah. So, okay, let's go back to being in Kentucky for a second. Do you envision yourself always being there or do you think you would ever leave?
I'll tell you what, I mean, I really like traveling. I'm not partial to any state or country. Like, I'm definitely not bound to anyone or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like a lot of, I would probably move out of the country, maybe, you know?
Out of the country? Really?
Yeah, I think. If I was going to move, right? Yeah.
Wow. Do you tour out of the country at all?
We have done some European tours, and it's like just a whole new world. And you realize that, like, there's better places than where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think as Americans, we don't know. We just grow up believing in Jesus and that America's the best. And then when you go to other places, you see it's your world just opens up, you know?
You're right. I'm always shocked when I see something like on TV of another country that you just don't think are advanced as us, which is crazy because everybody pretty much is, you know? But it always like takes me back when I see another country like doing the same stuff we do, you know? Do you know, have you given it much thought like where it would be? Somewhere in Europe?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many places I still have to go, you know?
Yeah.
But I really like Germany. Germany was real pretty. The Netherlands were cool. I don't know. There's so many neat places. Belgium was cool.
Do you think they receive you the same they do in the state, like the music?
No, like so in Germany we played And I just, the first time I went over there, I did an acoustic tour, and everyone was so respectful. You could hear a pin drop when you were playing. Like, everyone just like so attentive. People wanted to see art and music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you come back over here and it's like, you're right in the middle of a cage fight, you know?
Right. Like,
it's wild over here, dude. But people are longing for music and art over there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you are received different.
So they were just more like, I guess, proper while you were performing?
I mean, yeah, definitely proper and wanting to engage with the music. You know, a lot of things we do, not everybody, not everywhere, but in the States, I mean, you go see music because it's a social thing, or you know what I'm saying?
Do you think if you were with the full band, do you think it would have been a little more rowdy or no?
I don't know. It's crazy. We were supposed to be over there for 5 weeks last year. And we're supposed to be there for 5 weeks this year. And, you know, everything that went on, we weren't able to go. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see. I'm ready to go. You know, put me on a plane and, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Kentucky, do you think, as they're depicted on TV, do you think that it's an accurate representation?
I don't know. I don't know how we're depicted on TV. Like hillbillies, is that what you're saying?
Basically. You know, Justified is what pops in my head. First of all, have you seen Justified?
I have. And what's crazy is, I mean, there's places like that. I mean, I like that Justified show. I mean, some of it was really accurate. Dude, there's some shady things that go on in Kentucky. I live more up by Cincinnati, so you get more of a northern kind of city atmosphere. But you go 20 minutes south and yeah, I mean, someone's going to steal your catalytic converter and steal your wallet and help you look for it. You know, like, I mean, it gets wild, you know?
Right. Like they're that good of a criminal. Is that what you're saying?
Everybody's real friendly, you know, but Kentucky's a beautiful place, man. But I don't think it's any more beautiful than anywhere else. Like everywhere I go, I'm like, this is incredible. Even Salt Lake, going there and seeing the beauty there, like I was like, oh.
I feel the same way. Every place I go to, I'm like, man, this is awesome. This is beautiful. Then you go to the next place, but then it all kind of blends together. After you've been to a certain amount, and everything just looks the same after a while, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, you know, staying in a place for a while, you probably lose that sense of newness, you know?
I guess more my question was, I didn't say it right. Does it irritate you the way it's depicted in Hollywood?
No, I don't care what people do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always going to be somebody, you know, I ain't worried about it.
All right.
It don't bother me. People can make fun of me all they want. I don't care. You know, go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
I was curious because the way Salt Lake is always portrayed is always like just horrible. It's always the worst. So it's kind of like, it's never bothered me until recently. Like the more I see it, the more it kind of bothers me now. So I was
Are you originally from Salt Lake?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. So you were born there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just know about Mormons. So I know about Mormons. I know about that. And like, that's what I think of when I think of Salt Lake. I think of we played a show there a couple times. I went to the gym the next day and there was just like beautiful people at the gym, like beautiful people, men, women, they were all beautiful. And I was like, oh, you're a bunch of beautiful Mormons, like just hanging out. You know what I'm saying? It was weird.
It is weird. I have a friend who, several, that they all say the same thing, that it's like, it's just beautiful people. They think it's the clean living that most of them have, but you would never expect that if you'd never been here. It's weird, isn't it? Because it's just the last place you would think of.
Yeah. So good. I'm glad I'm not the only one who noticed that. That was something I just noticed. I don't even think I might've told one or two people that. I went into the gym looking like I just got out of the penitentiary and there's all these beautiful people everywhere. You know.
How were you? I mean, it's not as bad now. I would say years ago, you probably would have stuck out, but I say now you probably wouldn't, you know, with the tattoos. I think most people are tattooed here now, but years ago you would have. Did you notice anything? Were like people staring or anything?
No, everybody's super nice. Like, I never had any problems in Salt Lake. Everybody was always very kind.
That's how it is here. Yeah. I mean, people are good. I mean, there's bad people like everywhere, but for the most part, you know, it's good stuff. Uh-huh. Cool, man. Well, I just looked at my clock here.
We've been talking for an hour.
Yeah, we have. Do you want to do, should we do, should we do, uh, about some weird shit. I took you down a weird road, didn't I?
I like it.
All right.
I like you.
Good. Good.
I thought I'd make it worse, but or worse by saying I like you. You know, I throw that in there.
let's go full weird. You know, why not?
Yeah.
Just make it better here. Let's just throw
give me
more
a hug. Yeah. Oh man.
Oh, this has been hilarious. Yeah, man, you're a cool guy. This is the first time I've talked to you, so yeah, this is cool.
Hey,
you'll have
all
to
right,
do you have anything in Salt Lake in the works?
I don't think so. So I'm sure there will be, okay. But I'll let you know.
Please do. Yeah, that would be awesome. And do you want to close us out with one more?
Sure.
All right, brother. Take it away whenever you're ready.
Man wants it. I wish they all were California girls, but he ain't seen my one with the long hair and curls. She might kill you in the night, she might love you in the day, but she's a good woman who knows how to stay. Hello, L.A., you got some pretty ladies, but they don't want babies, I do. Back home it's raining, out here is sun, she hates when I'm leaving. Tells me that she's done, but I got this feeling, and I don't know what to say, and I have to go, and she wants me to stay. Hello, LA, you got some pretty ladies. They don't want babies, and I do. Goodbye, L.A. I'm going home to see my baby, 'cause she's the one I belong to. 'Cause she's the one I belong to.
Oh man, that's a great song to end on.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, man, that's a really good song. I like that.
Thank you,
Jeremy. Man, thank you so much. This has been awesome getting to know you.
Yeah, thank you. I had a good time, man.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. And check out jeremypinnell.com. And then you can do the /shows to check out upcoming tour dates. And then Goodbye LA drops October 1st. Is that like on pre-sale or anything?
Yeah, you can pre-order it now. And just go to sofaburn.com.
All right, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.